7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think and thing goes another way, oh, when them think and thing goes another way, oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place. But I believe in the people and his aims. Cause when them think, then things go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah.
But when them think, then things go the people way.
One
day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah.
Dead, dead,
dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think, then things go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
When them think, then things go another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called
thing. Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program, and this is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. So now, sisters and brothers, this is important. This is crucial. Because the babies and the youth must be taught that they will have control over the elements of the universe, every facet of the universe. See, they are Joshua, son of Nun. They are health, wealth, and prosperity. They are deliverance and liberty for the human family. The human family must be liberated so that we can get out from under the vengeance of the Most High because of our disobedience to life and living and existing and Yahuwah Hayah for all. So this alchemy, this chemistry, this working with metals called metallurgy, this smelting, getting metal out of the earth, and then metallurgy, forming those metals into various things. So alchemy, raising base metal into a higher metal. So you and I, we know this spiritually because all of us were filthy and dirty and base and destroyed and oppressed, suppressed because of the system. But the power of the Most High, the word of the Most High, that energy, spirit, life, force, energy, eternal force, eternal life force in the universe that equals material and mass times the speed of light, which is approximately 186,000 miles per second, this power that is generated by the Most High, called by all manner of names to describe the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, this power is that power that reaches down into the lowest of the low and raises us up and adds life to us, adds knowledge to us, adds wisdom to us. Take a broken spirit, take a broken energy. When your spirit is broken, you have no energy, you have no power, you have no thinking power, you have no power to do anything. And then the power of the Most High, someone comes with the word of the Most High, with the heart of the Most High, the soul of the Most High, the life of the Most High, the force of the Most High, and you can feel yourself getting energy, getting spirit, getting power, rising up into our original creation, our original birth. Jeremiah 1:5, the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. In that waters of noon, we were known. That original birth, that original immaculate birth and conception that had no addition from the hands of mankind, men and women, or flesh. That original spiritual birth in the Most High comes to get us and raise us up into that original creation as an original child of the Most High, full of life, full of spirit, full of power, full of energy. See, that's spiritual alchemy. The chem is black. Alchemy is, I think, is African Arabic to describe that process of raising base metals into high-grade metals. Spiritually, that's you and me being raised from base to high. High-grade spirit energy, human beings, Christs in human flesh, gods and goddesses on this earth. Now, that's spiritual, but physical, is it possible? If it be possible, this is what the youth must be taught. The possibilities open their minds, expand their consciousness. Let it be that the only parameters are morality. Is it moral? Is it right? Is it righteous? But these babies and these youth will have access to the whole of the universe like has never been before. They will be able to pull on the energy forces of the universe. Remember that we read from Integration Trap Generation Gap from Oba to Shaka that Ilani Tado, Ilatado, the African Twa teaching us through the Ila. And you hear that Ila, Ashadu Ila, Ilaha, Il Allah, Bismillah, Arrahman Rahim. That Ila is the mother. She is that one that we pull from. The father emits the seed of life, germ of life, into the mother. And then we pull out of the womb of the mother that new energy, that new spirit, human being, that new life. We're pulling on the energy forces of the universe. This is the type of science that will be available to the youth, to the babies. We must open their minds, open their consciousness. Now, I want to move with this teaching to the African science of the temple, the African Hebrew temple, which is African. When we studied the African science of the temple, babies and the youth with this knowledge of the African science of the temple will be opened to all manner of scientific knowledge. Oh my God. When you check the construct of the African temple, you have the altar of burnt offerings where animals were sacrificed. What does this teach us? Kill the animal instincts. That instinct that says kill and destroy your sister and your brother. Spiritually, we are to die to the mentality of the old system. Sacrifice that mentality that we may come to the aid of our sisters and brothers. That's on the outside of the holies and the holies of holies. You also had the water laver, a basin full of water. The water teaches us to clean the consciousness. And watchers of noon, watchers of noon, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. But water cleanses us. And we must have a clean conscience. No ulterior motive when we deal with each other. Clean hands and a pure in heart, a pure of heart. When you come into the holies, you have on the north side. Now let me start with the south side. On the south side, you have the table of shewbread. And bread, the south side of the holies, you enter, it's a T-shaped form. The Tau cross, African symbol, teaching us of life, the principles of life, teaching us of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. So on the sacred divine feminine side, which is the south side, the Africans studied the universe all the way to the directions. And said the south side, when you are like the sun coming towards the west, your left side is the south side. That's the feminine side. That's the side on the cross of the Holy Spirit. Your right side, which is the north side, is the masculine side. That's the side of the Father. That's further how we know that Holy Spirit is mother, Holy Spirit is feminine. But on the south side, the feminine side, is the shoe bread. That bread that is the bread of life. That bread that represents the bread of life. As I understand it, there is a star constellation called the house of bread. Or is it that Virgo, which represents Mary, which represents the virgin and the mother and the sacred feminine, is it that she is called the house of bread? I can't remember exactly. But the house of bread is life. We all need bread. We all need life. On the north side, the side of the sacred divine masculine, we have the seven-branched lampstand called the Great Menorah. Now let me pause here and say that the seven-branch lampstand called the Menorah represents the sun, S-U-N. The sun has two cycles. This is the science that the babies and the youth must be taught as they pull on solar energy, pull on lunar energy, pull on astral energy. Ilani, Ilatado, Ila, the mother in the African Arabic prayer and African Arabic language. Ila, we're pulling on this energy, this knowledge. planetary science as well. We must pull on those energies from the planet, energies in the universe. E equals MC squared. Energy, spirit, force, power equals material and mass times the speed of light, approximately 186,000 miles per second squared. So this seven-branched candlestick called menorah represents the sun. The sun has two cycles, a 12-month cycle through the 12 zodiac signs, beginning with March 21st, roughly, which is Aries, ending with Pisces, which is the end of February, towards the end of February. Make sure I have that correct, my sisters and brothers. And so, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12-month yearly cycle. The Africans broke the heavens down into 12 parts. The Africans gave us the signs of the zodiac. The Africans taught us that this is a 12-month cycle, yearly cycle of the sun, beginning in March 21st, with Aries down to Pisces, which begins February 21st. And so that's the 12-month cycle. But there is also a 26,000-year cycle that the sun goes through in a reverse counterclockwise motion through the zodiac in a counterclockwise fashion. So if it begins with Aries in that way, let me see, sisters and brothers, if it begins with Aries in that fashion, then within 26,000 years, it ends with Taurus. Aries the ram begins the 26,000-year cycle in the counterclockwise and ends with Taurus the bull in that 26,000-year cycle. The seven branches represent the seven pole stars. You see, science now, the earth does not spin perfectly. The earth spins on a wobble. So every, is it 2,300 years? You have to break 26,000 into seven. Let's see, 26,000 divided by seven. Now let me get that right, sisters and brothers. 26,000 divided by seven equals approximately 3,700 years per pole star. So the earth wobbles. And every time it wobbles, you have a new true north pole star. This period lasts for approximately 3,700 years. Then there's another wobble as the earth makes its orbit around the sun and spins into another wobble, then a new star becomes the true north pole star. And each of these seven stars, they have names and they have spiritual characteristics and attributes that are applicable to every human being, the whole of the human family. Now, as it concerns the 12 signs of the zodiac, each zodiac in the 26,000-year cycle of time lasts approximately 2,166 years. And so this science, sisters and brothers, is right there in the African temple. And let me say quickly, the monthly cycle is coming to Pisces, February 21. You calculate the new zodiac house time period by looking at the new and the full moon and adding approximately 6 or 7 days to that date. And so the new moon of February is February 14th. You add 6 and you get February the 20th. And so that lasts until the new moon. Let's calculate the new moon will be the 16th in March. And so, if my calculations are correct, you're dealing with February the 22nd as the beginning of Aries in March, roughly give or take a day. That's how you calculate the new cycle of the zodiac. Now, the February zodiac, February the 21st, February the 20th, begins that zodiac in February, and the zodiac sign is Pisces. Remember, in the reverse zodiac, the 26,000 years zodiac, the Christian era was Pisces. And before that, let me see now. Before that, you have Aries, which was the zodiac of Moses. And before that, if you come to Abraham, would be Taurus, which is the sign of the bull. Aries, the ram. The African Hebrews under Moses had the ram's horn. They blew the horn for all manner of festivities, religious, community, and so on. And under Christianity, Christ, Jesus, they had the sign of the fish, which is Pisces. Now, February 20 begins Pisces, and you have, and keep in mind, 2,000 years ago was the age of Pisces in the 26,000-year cycle, okay? In the 12-month cycle, we're now about to enter into Pisces. Pisces, the fish. We're talking about water. The ruler is Neptune. And this is a watery sign. The attributes are gentle, kind, retiring, and sensitive. Now, there are positive attributes and talents and characteristics, but then there are flaws that we have to guard against. And so the next characteristic of Pisces is unlucky and melancholy. Now, the 12th house is the house of Pisces. And under the 12th house, we see why we have to watch out for unlucky and melancholy. The 12th house is the house of trial. Remember, Jesus and the African Hebrew Christians under trial for standing up for the truth. Restriction goes with the 12th house. They were restricted to the jails, restricted here, restricted there. The oppressed being restricted. Also, fear and sorrow and secret enemies. Look at the Christians, the African Hebrew Christians. Look at the book of Revelation, where it talks about in what is it? Verse chapter 3, around verse 2 and 9, 3 and 9. I know your poverty. I know that you have gone through a whole lot, but we're paraphrasing. Take courage. You're about to be elevated and given life. We're paraphrasing. So sorrow, fear, secret enemies, prisons, lunatic asylums, the house of self undoing. So the system preys upon that trait of self undoing. They want to pump fear into us, make us not want to stand up for the truth, justice, and righteousness. But we have to stand up. We have to stand up even if we go through trial, even if we are restricted, even if we go through sorrow, even if we suffer secret enemies. Teach the babies, equip them for this mission of truth, justice, and righteousness. Neptune, which is the planetary power. This is the 12th house. This is February 20th or 21st through March 20th or 21st. This is Pisces. This is Neptune. This is water. We're talking about elements, water. We're talking about the sun going through the zodiac signs. So solar science, elemental science, or science of the elements. We're talking about Neptune, which is the planetary ruler. So we have to talk about planetary science. Neptune is associated with emotional genius. The genius that is you and me, our genius. Associated, this Neptune is associated with art and poetry. You have so many talents. You have so much artistry in you. And not just painting, but love is an art form. Friendship is an art form. Anything that comes from the Most High, those talents and attributes, these are art forms. These are our genius, emotional genius, and poetry. Love is poetry. To get along with someone takes poetry, and symmetry, also associated with Neptune, is mysticism. The mystic knowledge and teaching and knowledge. It's Jesus said to the disciples that it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The mysticism of the kingdom. Dreams is associated. Mediumism is associated with Neptune. Did not Jesus have wisdom and was given wisdom and learned wisdom, Yahushua? When you research the word wisdom, Chokmah, I believe is 2454. Well, that's the Hebrew. In the Greek, I forget what the number is, but it comes out to dreams and knowledge of dreams and numbers and signs and symbols and omens. What is this that we are looking at a sign of? So we see that the whole of creation becomes a medium, a middle teacher between us and the Most High. This power can be used for evil, but we're talking about this power being used for righteousness. And we're going to get deeper into this in the next group of sessions. Neptune, if badly aspected, comes out to drunkenness, drugs, and fraud. So as we understand our mission and understand our power, the system will come in and try to make us drunk, not just from liquor, but drunk from bad information, drunk from politics, drunk from entertainment, drunk from controlling of information. And so we see through all of that. We see through the lies and the tricks, and we won't fall prey to their machinations using drugs in our community. We have to teach the babies to be strong, to fight against these tendencies within ourselves, to be sidetracked from our mission through being drunk with the system or drugs or participating in fraud. To deny you love is to commit fraud on you, commit fraudulent behavior, because you are deserving of love, honor, and respect. We'll pick up with this solar science in the next group of sessions. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.